Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For the past decade, we've known the musician Daniel Rawson as the member of two acclaimed indie rock bands. You're hearing him in the background in his role with the group Grizzly Bear. Rawson started his career back in 2000 with the duo called Department of Eagles. Today, Daniel is releasing a solo EP called Silent Hour, Golden Mile. And he's here in our studio with actually three different instruments in tow, none of them accordions. And he's going to play for us first the title track from the new EP. This is Golden Mile. It's Daniel Rawson live on Soundcheck.
Denied a life in retreat, living on your knees. It's all right, you still light on your feet, but you can't run from me. Another silent hour, another golden mile, another silent hour, another golden mile, another empty heart, another bitter smile, another silent hour, another golden mile. No fights, no crushing defeat. It's a lie run free. But those lies, they're precious to me. Come along, oh, leave me be for a silent hour, for a golden. For a silent hour, for a golden mile, there's bliss in this mess, there's madness all around. For a silent hour, for a golden mile, say the words, break the spell. Say the words in your mind before you shout out loud.
That's Daniel Rawson, live on Soundcheck with the song Golden Mile. It's from his new EP out today called Silent Hour, Golden Mile, which comes from a line in the song that Daniel just sang for us. And Daniel, first of all, it's been a while Great to have you back on Soundcheck.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We spent the first half of our show today talking about the accordion, and it strikes me that that song, you know, that lilting 6/8 meter that you use in that song, it could have been a great accordion tune.
That's true. It's kind of Americana feeling, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've this new EP is largely just you, your guitars, mm-hmm. your piano. There are a few other musicians helping out here and there.
Yeah.
How different is this as a kind of a creative project for a guy who has spent the last more than decade in bands, in a band situation?
I mean, I write alone a lot anyway, so it wasn't that weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. I had to sort of deal with finishing out the arrangements on my own, entirely on my own, without really anybody else's opinion, which is always a challenge because it's obviously hard to edit yourself. So self-editing in some ways was the hardest part of the whole exercise, but it was great. I mean,
you had taken some time off after a fairly intense period of touring with Grizzly Bear after the last record.
Yeah.
I've always said Vecatimist. How do you say it?
That works.
Well, what do you say?
Vecatimist.
Okay. Some question among even fans of the band how that title is said.
Yeah.
So how big a downshift was that, you know, from coming off the road and then just kind of like being by yourself?
I mean, it was pretty shocking. I mean, we'd been working pretty steadily since about, you know, 2006, pretty much, if we weren't touring, if we weren't recording, you know. So, it was pretty shocking. I kind of had to have a personal life in a way that I hadn't in a really long time. And all of a sudden, I was kind of an adult, and it was weird. It was a weird time. But it's all right. It's great. It's good to have time off. You know, you can't complain about that.
right. There is such a thing as being too busy, even for a hardworking band like Grizzly Bear. The reason I ask is because it seems right off the bat on this new EP with the song called Up on High,
mm-hmm.
it seems like you're taking a kind of ambivalent look at that person up there on stage, you know, in the big room, singing to me, as you put it.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, that song was almost, in a weird way, partially kind of about a writer's block in a way, sort of being forced in that position. And also kind of, I don't know, kind of joy of working your way out of it or something.
Is that what this project was for you? Did you have a kind of a
kind
block?
Of I went through, there was a phase of about 6 months or 8 months where I was having a really hard time getting anything done and didn't really know if I wanted to make music anymore. And so this was kind of, to a certain degree, a lot of these songs felt like exercises to kind of get myself going again. And I didn't necessarily intend to release a lot of it, actually.
Hmm.
But they sat around. I mean, that first song, Up on High, was done in, I think, January 2010 or something. It's just been sitting around all this time, and I just decided one day, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
Might be nice to share this. So that's kind of how that really happened.
But let's do that. Let's share a little bit. This is from the EP. Daniel's performing live for us here in the studio, but this is from the brand new EP, Silent Hour, Golden Mile. That's Daniel Rawson from the brand new EP out today called Silent Hour, Golden Mile. The singer and multi-instrumentalist from the band Grizzly Bear and the other band Department of Eagles, now with a solo effort, and he's playing some of it for us live in the studio, but I wanted to give you an idea to hear at least a little bit of what the EP itself sounds like. So that's mostly you doing all those parts?
Yeah, that what we just heard was. I taught myself to play the cello badly, so there's a fair amount of that on this. And there's a little bit of lap steel on that song by this guy Scott Hirsch, who's a really great lap steel player.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I sort of was trying to teach myself to play the drums and expand my palate a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now, the first song you played for us here in the studio was the acoustic guitar. Now you're moving over to the piano to do Saint Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And is this, you know, kind of along the lines of what you were talking about before?
I don't know. This one's a little different. Kind of hard to explain, really, what this one's about. It's kind of like a very secular, spiritual song.
Hmm. Okay.
Kind of, I don't know. But, yeah. So it's kind of an exercise in restraint to just kind of really keep it as sparse as I possibly could in a way with it, with this one. So,
all right, so you want to head over to the piano? We're speaking with Daniel Rawson, the singer and songwriter. Again, the EP is out today called Silent Hour, Golden Mile, and on it you will find this song, Saint Nothing, which Daniel is playing live on Soundcheck.
Saint, I don't know your name. But your voice so strong, it speaks through the glass, speaks through the ground. Empty phrase, a hollow sound. Calm, quite severe. How long?
Once again, that is Daniel Rawson live on Soundcheck with a song called Saint Nothing. Daniel moving from guitar to piano for this song, which appears on the new EP, which is called Silent Hour Golden Mile. And once again, Daniel Rawson, my guest on Soundcheck. This is a solo project from a musician that we probably know better from his work with the groups Grizzly Bear and Department of Eagles. And Daniel, what's the status of Grizzly Bear?
Is there... we're recording right mm-hmm. now. Yeah, we've been working hard, so we're getting there.
Yeah? Do you have a deadline? You have a date in mind?
We have self-imposed deadlines. We have dates in mind that I can't share with you. I'm not allowed to.
All right. Okay. Now, when you were writing these songs, did you think you were writing solo songs, or did you think this might have been the next Grizzly Bear?
I don't think I really knew. I don't often think about those things in too stark terms. I think it gets confusing mm-hmm. for everyone. A lot of this stuff, like I was saying, I honestly didn't really expect to release a lot of it. But somewhere around last fall, I just kind of decided that they worked together very well. These five songs felt like a cohesive unit, and I sort of liked the quality that they had of basically for the most part being done at home. Yeah. And I've never released anything at all of my own, and I thought this would be an interesting way to do it since we had a lot of extra time.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you sort of taught yourself to play the cello.
That's kind of an overstatement.
A little bit. Clearly you play the piano as well. I mean, do you have any kind of classical background?
I have music theory background as a teenager. I mean, I studied jazz a lot when I was a kid, so I have a pretty technical background as a teenager, but I kind of gave it all up when I went to college and forgot most of it and came back to it as an adult. So it's a little easier to navigate those things. Cello is very hard. I wouldn't say I'm really nailing that one, but I'm doing my best.
Well, I know you grew up in LA. There is a history of kind of big, almost orchestral pop music.
Sure, yeah.
From California.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You were a Beach Boys fan?
No, of course. I was a huge... When I first heard the Smile Sessions and Van Dyke Park Song Cycle when I was a teenager, that was definitely a huge moment for me. And it's had long-lasting consequences in my life, that obsession. So
did you hear when they eventually put out...
Yeah.
First they had one version of Smile,
right.
A new version of Smile.
New version, yeah.
And
yeah.
then last year they put out the kind of mm-hmm. the thing they created out of those old bootlegs.
Yeah.
Either
yeah.
of those do it for you, or do you...
I went and saw Brian Wilson when he did that first tour. We went to Carnegie Hall.
Mm-hmm.
With Fred, the other guy in Department of Eagles when we were younger. But it was very satisfying to get to see him perform. That version of Smile felt a little ridiculous, but it was kind of just festive to see any version of it. This new one, I'll be honest, I haven't fully checked out the new kind of reassembled Smile, but mm-hmm. I think I'll always have an attachment to the kind of janky quality of the tapes where you never quite knew what fit together where, and that was kind of part of what I loved about it. Was so massive and so giant, but kind of a mess at the same time. It was great.
And you made sure to mention Van Dyke Parks.
Yeah.
I mean, we say the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson, but it was Van Dyke Parks
who,
I mean, this master orchestrator and arranger.
Yeah.
So is he like a guy
for
you?
Yeah, no, I mean, Song Cycle, his first record, Song Cycle, is one of my favorite records of all time. I mean, just one of the most, nothing sounds like that record and nothing ever probably will ever again, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got your own song cycle now here with this new EP called Silent Hour, Golden Mile. Daniel Rawson, back to work with Grizzly Bear, but I'm glad that we had a chance to hear some of your solo stuff. Daniel,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay,
this is Soundcheck.
Forbidding silent walls, the beast out in the ball, the sing a mournful song. Silent song is what you want. Silent song is what you want. Silent song is what you want. Silent
Silent Song is the name of this from Daniel Rawson, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. We've got just a few tickets left for our next Soundcheck in the Green Space with violinist, singer, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist Andrew Bird. That'll be March 30th, 2 p.m. Just a few tickets left. Go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace to join us. Tomorrow on the program, we hear how new regulations are changing the way prison inmates can access and listen to music. Plus, David Gedge and his long-running band, The Wedding Present, join us in the studio. The English band have a brand new album called Valentina. We'll hear that tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.